Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Hamoitzi Acholin Unisonan Al Hoyeskufo. We're talking over here about somebody who's carrying from Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashayochid, or vice versa. They're carrying from one to the other is a Chayiv Chatos. The problem is over here, not the problem, the reason why it wouldn't be a Chayiv Chatos is because there's a Mokoim in between the two that's not Rosh Hashayochid, that's not Rosh Hashayochid. Here we have for the first time the Rishus that's called a Carmelis. A Carmelis is a Mokoim which is not surrounded by Mechitza, so it's not a Rishus Hayochid. We'll learn in Mesechus Erevin there might be certain places that are surrounded by Mechitzas, but those Mechitzas for whatever reason are rendered invalid, therefore Viter, it's a Carmelis. And it's also not a Rishus Rabbim because it's not a public place. It doesn't have a Mokoim Hiluch for the Rabbim, or it doesn't have the other Tenoyim of a Rishus Rabbim. What the case that's talking about over here in Iskufa is the doorstep that's in between the house and between the Rosh Hashanah. Now we have to understand, in order to be a separate place, it's not part of the Rosh Hashanah, it's not part of the Rosh Hashanah. So why not consider that a hemshich of the Rosh Hashanah? Because it's up against the doorway. Right? It's outside the doorpost. It's outside the door itself. What is it? It's the area right by the door where you'd put a doormat. We still have those today. But his kufa over here in the times of Chazal was pretty high. It was 3 tvachim tall. Today we would have it up a few steps. Why does it have to be more than 3 tvachim tall? If it's less than 3 tvachim tall, it's considered flat on the ground. Even if it's not flat, it's lovut. 3 tvachim and above is already considered not part of the ground. Now, also, in order for it to have the area of a mokim is dalid, dalid tvachim by dalid tvachim, so the area on top of this doorstep has to be dalid al dalid tvachim. It's a mokim, but it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's certainly not the mokim hilucha rabim, it's removed from the Rosh Hashanah because it's not lovud, it's also not Rosh Hashanah, it's not a mokim mokim mechitzes. So that is a mokim which is nishtahin nishtaher. One of the pshatim in the word Carmelis is that it's like Miloshin Armela, like an almono. It doesn't belong to anybody. Detached. So Mamela, that's when he's moitzi from the Rosh Hashanah and he puts it on this kupa. Basically what he did was he broke up his Maisa Hoitzah from Rosh Hashanah. Even if he then picks it up and carries it out, Bein Shechozav Hoitzin, if he takes it out himself and then he puts it down in Rosh Hashanah, if somebody else does it, potter. It's more than just le'osam alachte b'vasachas. It's not one ma'isa malacha. The fact that the le'maisa, the thing traveled from Shuzer to Shuzeram, is not relevant because le'maisa it's two ma'isa. We'll just point out one thing the Gemara says, is that what's mavur over here is that in order to break up the ma'isa, it has to be that he broke it up by putting it down. There's a Tana ben Azai, and the Mishnah is coming lafuke that Ben Azai holds a gevaldige chiddush. He holds that if you carry out the lashon of the brisa the way he says it is, a person carries out mechanus, which is a Rosh Hashanah, leplatio, which is a public highway, derech stiv, he carries it out derech, a place taka that's a carmelis. So Ben Azai holds his potter. Why? Because be'etzem, every time a person is carrying, as he's walking, be'etzem he's stopping. It's only when you're walking Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah, it's not called you're stopping because it's in one place. But if you're walking through a Carmelis, Ben Azai holds that what's called in the Gemara, Mahalach Ka'oimidomi, that's called you made a Hanocha in the Carmelis, and therefore you'd be potter even if you didn't put it down on this Kufa. The fact of the matter is that you walked over this Kufa, that itself would be a potter. The Mishnah is clearly saying not that way. Mishnah holds like Rebbe Kiva, who's the Chaylik, that holds the only time it's called a Hanocha when you didn't put it down is when you stop, the way we explained in the first parak in Shabbos. Now, Shankin, when you're walking through, there's no Hanocha whatsoever. Now, the second in the Mishnah, Kupo, Shehimalea Peris, you have a box, a container that's full of different types of Peris, and the Sono Allah is Kupo Achitzoino. Kupo Achitzoino really is the outermost part of that door step. And that part is already lower than Gimel Tvachim. It's considered Rosh Hashanah. For the same as the Mishnah could have said, he put it in Rosh Hashanah. The point is only Lumas, the first Mishnah. He takes a Kupa Malaya Peris and he puts it in the Rosh Hashanah. Afal pi sheroiv haperis mivachot, the box wasn't totally out of the Rishus HaYachid. Roiva the box, roiva the peris, that is, were, he's potter, achi yotzi is kol hakupa, until he takes out the whole kupa. It's not enough to have the roiva of the box over the doorstep and into the Rishus HaRav. Now, the Gemara goes back and forth on this. The way the Gemara explains it, it's brought over here in the Rav, is that what we're talking about is that, again, most of the box is sitting outside the Rishus HaRav. There's a hoitzah. Problem is that part of it is inside. The fact that part of the box is inside wouldn't shter us. Because lemaisa, when you put down the box mostly outside, there are things in the box. Let's say you have a whole box from a grocery. And you take it out from the Rishus HaRav, or garbage, and you put it out. Most of the box is sticking into the Rishus HaRav. There's a container of milk that's outside. That would be anocha. The fact that the milk is in a box and the box is partly inside would not shter us. The problem is only that part of the milk is inside. Meaning, say, a container of milk is either inside or outside. The way the Gemara says it is, we're talking about not regular peiros, Loshen HaMishnah, but Loshen HaGemara, the way the Rav brings it. If you'd have small fruit, you'd have chardel, small pieces of something, a certain amount is outside, a certain amount is inside, you're chayiv on what's outside. The problem is that we're talking over here about kishun v'dilun, long cucumbers, squash. And the part that's outside, most of those fruits are outside, but part is inside. The fact that part is still inside renders that the fruit, the squash, is not fully outside. The fact that part of the container is inside would not be mafkiyat from being called a maisa hoitzo. Now, the fact that part of the kli being still inside is not a problem if a full pri is outside. That's called beloshna gemara, agad kli loishme agad. The fact that part of the kli is still inside doesn't render the fruit partially inside. It doesn't make a difference where the kli is, the box. Lemaisa, the Rambam paskins not the way. The Rambam in Perikut Beis paskins that the kli, agad kli, shmei kli, and if you're not might see the kli, that's called that there's no hitzah. Now, what's tak if you put it down this way, and then you pick it up, and you carry out the rest. It's like we said in the Reish of the Mishnah, that if you do it in two increments, in two shots, it's not one Maisa Malacha. Kivega has a serious problem with this, because if you're going to call that a box of peiros, and partially the peiros are still inside, but that's not called now, that when you pick it up and you carry it fully outside, you're not called carrying from inside to outside. If that's true, then the case that we have in Yetzias HaShabbos, in the first perek, where an Oni is sticking his hand in, and he's giving change to the usher, as soon as he sticks his hand in, you could define that as really being a hanocha there, and thereafter when he puts in a biyad ha-usher, it's a separate maisa. Why not call that two maisa? His hand going in there, and then going into the hand of the usher. Call that two maisa, make him potter on the first because it's not a complete hanocha, and then make him potter on the second because the second didn't start in Rishon Sayochid. Elamai, you have to say that going through the ear is not considered two maisim. When you put it on the ground, it's already one maisa, done, and then you pick it up, you carry it over the shvel, over the doorstep, that's already a second maisa, and therefore you won't be chayiv. We'll just go back to what we mentioned before about mahaluch ka'imidami, that even though a person is not stationary, that could be considered a hanochi. You have the same type of discussion, not according to Ben Azai, but according to Rabbi Kiva. If somebody throws something, and it's within the ear space to be considered a hanocha if it would stop there, is that called that it's in transit? Yeah, it's in transit until it lands. There's a tzad in the Gemara, what's called kluto kemisha hunchadami. Kluto means it's in the ear space within 10 tvachim that's considered on the ground. Kemisha hunchadami, it's as if it's munach. So then if you throw something over the doorstep, it's considered that it landed on the doorstep. And then it would be mafkir, would break up the maisa into two parts, and you wouldn't be chayiv. So there's a discussion, a sub-discussion of what we're talking about. Kivega brings a lot of the raid over here, Sugi and Ksubis Taf Lamed Aleph, and other places, where maybe we'd say kluta kemisha hunchadami, only to be chayiv, like if you're throwing in a Rishus HaRav Dalet Amos, and then it kept on traveling, ultimately it landed in a karmelis. So there was a maisa of throwing from one side of Rishus HaRav to another. The fact that it went further doesn't stop it from being considered kemunach after Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRav. But we wouldn't say that lakula. To say that a karmelis breaks up a transit, a throwing where it's in transit from Shuzayor to Shuzayor, that's not one mice of carrying all the way out. That we wouldn't say. So there's a discussion also about if walking Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that's called you went pachas pachas. I'll say the fact that Mahalach Ka'im Adami according to Ben Azai. We would only say it over there, we would say it only with a Mokum Ptur. Not where you stop in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, only where you stop on a place which is considered a different Rishus. So these are all complicated discussions that the Gemara goes back and forth with in several places. Okay, let's go to Mishnah Gimel now. Hamoitzi ben bimine ben bismoile. Somebody carries out, either with his right hand or his left hand. Bistoichekoi, inside his shirt, his vest. Oyalksefoi, or he carries on his shoulder, the way you'd carry a shoulder strap. Chayiv shekemas b'nei kohos. All these type of carryings are similar to the way loads were schlepped. Masiv b'nei kohos of those that carried the Mishkan. We're talking over here about the avodah of building the Mishkan. It's even interesting over here, the Rishash brings Rashi, brings B'Shem Rav Haigon something interesting, a Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says when they were carrying Ufkudas Alozim and Aaron HaKoyin, what did they carry? They carried Shemen HaMor, Keteres HaSamim, Minchas HaTomid, V'Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen, one container of Shemen on the right, on the right shoulder. In his right hand. Shemen Echod, one container of Shemen in his left hand. Keteres B'Chekoi, carried that inside his beged. And the Chavitin, that he carried, that was heavier, that he carried B'Kosim on his shoulder. So it's not just Stam, these are four Eifanim, but all these were part of the Masa B'nei Kos. Interesting. Hoysofa. All these are normal ways of carrying Yechayiv. Kilacha Yodoi, if he carried a Kilacha Yad, like sort of with his hands backward, Baragloi, carried Al Yidei his foot, Pepiv, he carried in his mouth. Obviously, the thing that you're carrying in your mouth because it's a Dovim Mishuna, we're not talking about bubble gum while you're eating, and you carry it out without Shabbos, that you'd be chayiv. If it had the amount of oichel, that would be chayiv, because that's normal. It's normal that a person carries food to be chewed in his mouth. Ubemarpakoi is an elbow. Ba'oznoi in his ear. Besari in his ear. Pundosoi is the part of his beggar that's bent over. It's not the normal place to hold on to something. Pio lamato, it's where it's bent downwards. And because of that, it's not the normal way to carry. It's not completely guarded. The Mefarshim point out, Pia Lamalo, if you bend that type of bag at Pundase upward, then it does become a normal Malkum Meshumer to carry. Ben Pundase Lechalukoi, these are two begodim. If you carry it between the two, that's also not the regular place. Svas Chalukoi, on the edge of his Chaluk, of his bag. Biminolo in his shoe, Bisandlo in his sandal, Potter. Shalahoitzi Kedar Chamitzi, and the idea is one. Look, this is the regular shinui. I mean, he started hamoitzi ben bimine ben bismoile. If a person writes, then he's only chayv bimine, not bismoile. But carrying, you carry things in your right hand and your left hand, your right hand or your left hand. Therefore, it's all derech hiluchay.